They say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Mark Wasserman, MARKWASSERMAN. Date of birth 12/02/1963. Date of appointment June 16, 2025. Requesting physician Michael Sheridan, MICHAELSHERIDAN. Dear Dr. Sheridan, I have the pleasure of seeing Mark Wasserman today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 61-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who about 10 days ago, please rewrite 61-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who on 06/07/2025 developed the speech problem. He could not talk. He had a history of a stroke in 2015 and had couple of TI. After that, he went home. He drove himself. There was no weakness, no numbness, no visual problem, no headache. When he arrived home, he tried to call his wife who was away. Then he drove to the St. Mary's Hospital. He was admitted over there for 3 days. MRI of the brain done, which shows small focus of restricted diffusion within the left parietal lobe consistent with acute infarct. CT angiogram of the head and neck were negative. Presently his voice is slow. He has difficulty communicating. His speech is imperfect. It is not back to baseline. In the hospital, Plavix was added. He was taking aspirin 81 milligram. His atorvastatin increased to 80 milligram daily. He is under stress. Past medical history, stroke, hypertension, chronic pain. Past surgical history, aortic surgery, fasciotomy, both legs, appendectomy, allergy, non-drug allergy, medication, atorvastatin 80 milligram daily, losartan, aspirin 81 milligram daily, tramadol, trazodone, gabapentin, oxycodone, and Plavix 75 milligram daily. Socialist, he does not smoke cigarette, drinks 2 whiskey 5 times per week. He is a substitute teacher. He has a master's degree. He is married, live with his wife. Family history, mother, father, deceased. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, musculoskeletal, and genitourinary system. I found out that he has a speech problem and some numbness, tingling. Physical examination, blood pressure 61, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart arrest regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowels on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented time tree speech, mild dysphasia and dysarthria present. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 61-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one. Left parietal lobe stroke. Number two, dysphasia. Number three, dysarthria. Next paragraph. His MRI of the brain shows a stroke, but CT angiogram of the head and neck are negative for any significant stenosis. His stroke can be due to uncontrolled blood pressure or cardiogenic. Cardiologist consult is recommended. Continuous aspirin 81 mg daily, Plavix 75 mg daily, and atorvastatin 80 mg daily. Continue the speech therapy. The importance of good control of blood pressure explained to the patient. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months.